Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
It's football at 4 with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Well, I think last year was a lot different. You know, it was an early bye last year. I think, what, week 4 or 5? It was last year. I think this year our team's different, Nikki. It's later in the season. I think last year has no effect on this year, honestly. Our goal is to get better, you know, just to go back and kind of, you know, see what we've done well and what we haven't done well and to fix those things that we hadn't done well. You know, that's the purpose of the bye and obviously to get some guys back off of injury.
Dude, you don't remember the specifics of what happened after the bye last year? Oh, my God. You were 3-1. Let's start there. And then you were playing a Giants team that looked awful. And then you drew up a game plan that was horrendous. And the Broncos, despite having an overwhelmingly historically successful record after the bye, were absolutely humiliated on national TV by the Giants. Yeah, that one kind of sticks out to me. I mean, it was one of the worst regular season losses in Broncos history. That was after the bye last year. Did he really just say, was it after weeks three? Like, you weren't really... Okay, deep breaths. Deep breaths, deep breaths, deep breaths.
We remember. It's what we do every day. Yeah, coaches speak and work in the now.
I think that one should stand out.
3-1. Everybody knows that we were 3-1 at the bye last year.
Yeah. I don't know how you forget. It started off 8 losing games in a row. It spiraled the season into total misery.
When you see these guys...
Stands out.
I'm still trying to, you know... still trying to figure out this... You know, the firings in the middle of the season and what it really means. What did it mean when we fired Mike McCoy last year?
Scapegoat. For the bad offense.
You know what it meant to me?
What?
Vance Joseph couldn't have hired him.
Okay.
Terrell Austin was fired in
Cincinnati.
Scapegoat. Feels like to me that that's the guy that Mike Brown wanted to hire.
Scapegoat.
Well, how can the head coach fire a guy that he brings on?
He doesn't want to get fired himself. That's what a scapegoat is.
But they also
blame somebody else.
Still 5-4, and they did give up 500 yards of offense 3 weeks in a row. First time in the NFL.
Okay.
So the defense was not playing good. But, you know, the problem is when you lose to
what do you think? The coaches, listen, if you have coordinators that are just designing and implementing just game plans in a total vacuum, again, that's bad coaching by the head coach. Then you're just allowing that to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Well, what if the coach is just not calling the right plays in a timely fashion?
I don't know. You hired the wrong guy.
If you call Philly in the Super Bowl because the defensive end has been crashing all day, okay, that's a great call. But if you were to call that play against somebody like me or Neil Smith, that play would have never worked. Because we were old, salty veterans that had seen that enough.
Okay.
So it's more about when you call the play, not the play that's called.
Whatever. They got blown out by New Orleans.
They did. But New Orleans is
You fire a defensive coordinator. You say, hey, it was all his fault. We've given up 500 yards of offense in 3 straight games.
You see the scoring series?
And we'll play the Cincinnati Bengals. And listen, by the way, you're bringing me to a bigger point, though. We have 3 games which on paper look really, really difficult. I think the Broncos will have a great shot to win all 3 of these games. The toughest one to me is home against Pittsburgh because I think Pittsburgh's really clicking. But I spent a lot of time watching the Chargers today. They started off pretty hot, but they haven't beaten a lot of great teams. And the way they played...
how you say that because we haven't either.
The way they played against the... Well, yeah, that goes without saying. The way they played against the Raiders... First of all, I cannot believe how bad the Raiders are. And the Raiders do
how
very...
How bad the Raiders want to be.
The Raiders do very Raider-like things. Like, instead of just kicking a field goal, they go for it on 4th and goal from the 1 and It's a disaster. Just get the 3 points, Gruden, and be fine with it. But no.
How bad do the Raiders want to be? They want to be as bad as they can be.
I guess. And then they literally, if you watch that game, they have players right before halftime who just stop playing hard. And the one thing I'll say about the Broncos, I can't point at a moment and just said the players quit on the game. I haven't seen that this year. I think I saw it a few times last year, but I have not seen that this year. So let's just take that. Fourth down and 5 with the game on the line.
That Jets game was
Derek Carr.
That Jets game was pretty much.
I don't think they quit. I think it was a terrible game plan. I mean, it was awful. Derek Carr on 4th and 5 against the Chargers threw the ball away. The Raiders just do Raidery things. The Raiders allowed a touchdown, like a 70-something yard touchdown on a screen pass. I'm just like, yikes. I just don't see the Broncos playing that bad. And then I'm watching the Chargers themselves. Phillip Rivers is a dink and dunk quarterback. There is something going on with him health-wise. He doesn't have the arm that he used to. He doesn't have the arm that he had in the beginning of the season, by the way. So there's just something going on with the dude. I couldn't tell you exactly what it is, but they are dink and dunk and run the ball. So whatever explosiveness, it's gone. He doesn't have it, Al, and I don't know what's happening. But he's a smart quarterback. It's kind of like Peyton Manning in the final days. He's just like kind of making things happen, but he just doesn't have the same firepower he once did.
He still has, up to this point, the guy is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
I got you, but he's hanging on by his thumbs. He is
21 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
I know. He started out. He
yards.
Started great, and he's
halfway through the year. He's going to throw over. He's going to throw over 4,000 yards.
Watch their last 3 games.
I'm just telling you what's going to happen. And you,
I got
and,
it.
And
because he piled up a lot of stats early in the season.
Hold on. He's going to throw over 4,000 yards, and I imagine he's going to have 35 touchdowns.
I don't care about any of that. I care about how he is right now, leading into this game on Sunday.
Okay, I'm just saying. I mean, you saying that he doesn't have it. I'm just letting you know
doesn't.
He does have it.
He had it.
I would love for that guy to be in a Broncos uniform at some point.
What? Really?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, dear.
That dude can go. He's 37 years old now.
Oh, my Lord.
Maybe not 37. 37. Yeah, I'll take him for 2 years. I'll take him for 3 years.
He's worn down. You can see it. We saw it with Peyton Manning.
You can say the same thing for Tom Brady after the game he had yesterday.
I can't say that for Tom Brady.
But that's not true. It was just, this
he's worn
happens.
Down probably a little bit too.
This is what happens. Every now and then coordinators, just have your number.
All right. Well, listen, I think this is good news. I got good news to tell you about the Broncos.
But he has never been a guy who's going to exit the pocket.
If you want to sit here and defend Phillip Rivers, the truth of the matter is
he's simply one of the greatest quarterbacks to have ever played in the NFL.
I didn't know we were doing a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Well, I mean, 52,000 yards passing, D-Mac.
Oh, when is the statue being unveiled?
And 363 touchdowns says that the guy is pretty good.
Alfred, I'll put him in the Hall of Fame. He can't throw the ball deep down the field anymore. And
maybe
that's true.
Maybe he doesn't want to.
Well, I know why he doesn't want to. Did you see him shot put that punt for an interception last week?
Yeah, he said that was a layup. He said, he ought to get something back in the mail for that one.
But he's a smart guy. He makes things happen, but they are
one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time. But we can get to them because of the tackles.
Right.
The tackles.
So you're on board with me. You know the Chargers.
Oh, my goodness.
They're the worst good team out there. They're the worst good team out there.
When we come back, D-Mac. We got to talk about these two tackles.
All right. Troy Rank joins us as well. We'll get there next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
Were you trying to get crazy with this thing? Don't you know I'm loco?
It's a Reaction Monday, brought to you by First Bank, with Big Al and D-Mac.
Let's go to our guy, Troy Rank, Denver 7 Broncos Insider, presented by the Trinity Law Offices. Have you or someone been arrested for a DUI? Contact the Trinity Law Offices at 303-333-1816 for help.
Do it!
Troy, what was the mood in the locker room today? Were the guys rested, relaxed, ready to rock and roll? What's going on there?
Well, I mean, they're refreshed. It's a chance for a restart here. I mean, obviously, the challenge is against them to try to even begin to broach the topic of playoffs. But, guys, I mean, Alfred knows this. You play an NFL season, you get a week off to kind of rest and recover, clear your head a little bit, and come back. They said they had a good workout today in terms of the lifting, and guys have their head in the right spot. But we'll see. You know, again, they face a comfort with Houston, D-Mac. I mean, their schedule, to me, they have a very realistic chance to be 3-9. And we'll see where everyone is then. But, again, they understand the challenges. They got to look at the micro view right now. They can't think big picture.
Every time I came out of a bye, I felt like there was this thing that the coaches kept on pointing out that we needed to fix. If you were the head coach of the Denver Broncos, what would that one thing be?
Well, offensively, I'd be more creative in terms of how I get to my run plays. I watch red zone all the time when I can, and Denver uses very little creativity offensively in terms they run a jet sweep to Emmanuel Sanders, and they've run a pass by Emmanuel Sanders. If you watch how the Saints run their offense and how the Chiefs run their offense and the Rams run their offense, there's just way more creativity in scheming guys to be better. I would use play action more, play action boot, and I would be more creative. At this point, you have nothing to lose. I mean, just lining it up and running an offense that's the equivalent of an AOL dial-up connection, I mean, that just serves no purpose at this point. You're 3-6.
I want you
let it go.
I want you to react to Cecil asked a question of VJ, and it's always interesting when you get introspective questions during the week.
My week is time to look back and reflect. It's also time to look forward.
Sure.
I just want to know, after a year and a half, what have you learned about yourself as a Broncos head coach?
Myself as the Broncos head coach. I think myself, I hadn't changed much. You know, I'm the same guy, you know, who I've been my entire life. But I think as a Broncos head coach, you know, I just want to win more games. You know, that's the bottom line. That's the business we're in. And, you know, we're all judged on winning football games, you know. And as far as my personality, I hadn't changed much. And I won't change, the good or bad. I'll be the same guy, and that's who I am. So, but I want to win more games, you know, for our coaches and our players and our city. That's my goal. I want to win more games for us.
What do you make of that answer, Troy?
Well, he's true to that, and that's why players like him, D-Mac, because he is consistent with personality. He doesn't pretend to be some fiery guy one week and then put his arm around the guy. Like, that's not Vance. Players like him because he is consistent in his message and how he deals with them on a personal level. But he hit on it. The bottom line is he hasn't won enough. He's 8-17. He's 2-10 on the road. They've been blown out in 10 games by double digits. I mean, unless he executes a U-turn, he won't be the head coach after the end of the year. I mean, that's the reality of it. And he walked into a situation where it wasn't at least viewed, maybe incorrectly, but it wasn't viewed as a rebuild. It was a reboot. And they've gone nothing but downhill. So Vance is correct in how he deals with players. He is consistent, and they do appreciate that, but it is a bottom-line business.
Troy, on this bye week, I got a chance to watch a little football, too. And I did see some big studs at running back, in particular, Todd Gurley, man. And those, you know, Kareem Hunt, the bigger backs. Royce Freeman, is he back now? Can we look forward to him and those big, powerful runs that he produced early in the season?
Yeah, that's the one thing. They will be healthier. Royce Freeman will be back at practice. Bradley Roby. Deshaun Hamilton, receiver, will be back with his knee injury. He's fine. And Darian Stewart with his neck injury, expected to practice and play. The only guy not expected to play is Brandon Marshall with the bone bruise in his knee. But they're going to be healthier. And you're right, as much as, you know, Philip Lindsay leads all rookies in rushing, 591. He's on pace for 1350, which is, you know, about 150 off of Clinton Portis's 2002 team record for a rookie. But he does benefit if Freeman's there because, you know, they joke about kind of the thunder and lightning. That's not entirely untrue because Freeman is a bigger guy. And he can kind of loosen up the middle to give Lindsay that change of pace when he comes in. So, you know, they're better if Freeman's out there, and he should play this week.
All right, Troy. We signed Gino Gradkowski. So I don't know if he's going to start on Sunday?
No, Connor McGovern's starting. They just brought him in for depth.
Okay.
I mean, he knew Coach Kubiak. He played with the Broncos previously.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could call it that. He played sparingly, but, you know, you just need a depth guy.
Okay.
Who's done it. But I'm curious to see where Keenum goes from here. You and I talked about it on Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Can he show he's part of the future? Is he just a placeholder? And where do they go with in terms of some of these young guys? Can they walk away from what looks like it's going to be a disappointing season with faith in four or five of these young players? Like, okay, we've got our core of young guys. That would be a best-case scenario, walking away thinking, okay, we got four or five young guys we can build on as we move forward.
I would appreciate it, Troy Rank. Thank you very much. Al, you wanted to talk about the tackles of the Chargers.
I do. We'll get back to it. Tell you what, there is one guy on that team that did not fit in well here, Russell Okung, and they have a second-round draft pick that we got to talk to, and their right guard is Michael Schofield.
So this is we've seen this before, obviously.
We have certainly seen this before. You know, there was a time when you said, you know what? What if those guys were playing for another team? What would our defensive line do to them? I'm going to tell you what that is next.
It's a Reaction Monday, brought to you by First Bank with Big Al and D-Mac.
This is Ariana Grande. She's ridiculous. Ridiculous in a good way. She's amazing. $250 of the King Supers gift card each week and the King Supers fan football pick'em.
What? Bet you we didn't have nobody go perfect last week.
Apparently we're last right now, me and you.
Really?
Yeah, Big Sexy, you haven't updated how terrible we're doing this week. I'd like to talk to you about it. I'm gonna get into my book. But I'm drawing you into the show here.
Since I'm not in the pick'em. I'm still sour about that.
I understand.
I could at least be the tiebreaker, you'd think.
What are you, Dion Lewis? What are we doing?
Okay, so Big Al and D-Mac got 16 out of 26 correct this past week. Both picked 8 correct. Both had Philly in the tiebreaker, and both have San Fran tonight. You are not out of it, though. You are one behind everybody else. Everybody else is tied at 17.
You know what I'm realizing with this whole thing? Everybody is so conservative with their picks one way or the other. Like, I was shocked to have to do the walk of shame. And then I realized everybody was, like, crappy. Like, hardly anybody's, like, doing all that well. Everybody just doesn't want to lose. So what does it come down to? Is it me or Al that's going to, if we lose, is it me or Al?
Oh, we'll have to look at tiebreakers.
Well. By the way, I find
shouldn't
myself.
Shouldn't have believed in Ryan Fitzmagic. Shouldn't have believed in him.
I tend to pick the same score in the tiebreaker every week. Well, I think we're getting to this point where if you're not doing all that great, you just don't care as much anymore. By the way, Zach Bye, in terms of fantasy, not that anybody cares. Talk about a dude that has given up. He started 6 guys on a bye this week. I mean, he's taking his name kind of literally. I've never seen, and he had 6 guys who were on a bye, and 2 guys got 0 points. But unbelievably, he had one player get 40 points.
What? Who was this guy?
Let me look it up.
Bye, bye, bye.
I want to say it was Robinson, wide receiver, but I could be wrong. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous numbers. It's just like, listen.
Did he win?
No, he got crushed. I'm okay with people, though, that don't try in fantasy because, like, the Raiders exist in the real world. So if you want to be the Raiders of your fantasy league, I mean, it's just, you know,
I may
it's
be
fine.
The Raiders in my league.
Oh, I'm sorry. Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz had a ridiculous game.
All right, really quick.
14 catches, 145 yards, 2 touchdowns. Zach Ertz, a tight end, had 40.5 points.
D-Mac, you had Philadelphia beating Dallas last night, 24-13. Alfred had Philadelphia 30, Dallas 24. The actual score was 27-20.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
So I'm guessing because Alfred went over, he would lose.
I went what?
Because you went over on the total points of Sunday Night Football, you would lose.
Yeah, you would lose.
And D-Mac had a total of 37 points.
Yeah.
So it's the total points?
Yeah.
It's going to be total points. Since everybody got the game wrong, it goes to total points.
Yeah, so you'd lose.
Okay, well, whatever.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's where I'm at with that today.
Thank God it's not me.
I mean, D-Mac did pick Cincinnati over New Orleans.
Who did?
Your partner.
Yeah, because it was a home game.
Why'd you do that, dude?
This is a home game.
He did pick strategy.
I favored the home team.
I think he was the only one in the fan staff that actually picked Cleveland over Atlanta, though.
You did not.
Home team. I also picked Carolina to win.
I was the only picked Tennessee over New England.
Hey, now.
Who did?
Me.
That's why you don't win. That's not a good pick. That's not a good pick.
Those weren't accidents.
That is a big accident. You just picked the home team to win every game.
I always prefer the home team.
He took the Chargers over Oakland in Oakland.
Yeah, well, let's not be ridiculous. It's Oakland.
Chargers are, the Raiders are trying to lose, man. That's just such a bad product they put out there.
104.3thefan.com.
Did you see Mark Davis's comments over the weekend about...
Yeah, he's owning it, which is right. He should. It's the right thing to do.
He is owning it.
Hey, man, listen. They got a plan.
He just said, hey, I wasn't paying Khalil Mack that much money.
Right. Because they're all about going to Vegas. I understand what the Raiders' plan is. What's the Broncos' plan?
Well, I think the Broncos' plan is to win. And I think it's always going to be that. So if...
Huh?
Well, I mean...
Dude, don't be so simplistic with your analysis.
Well,
what is, you want a deeper analysis than that? Yes. What? Don't just say to win. To win. What does that mean?
Meaning they don't know how to tank.
We got
to
win more. I don't want them to tank. Well, I don't think they're going to tank.
Well, then, what are you trying to get for me as an answer? Because I told you they just want to win.
I don't know what that means.
Have one more point than the opponent.
You're smarter than that. Come on. I've seen you do science on TV. Dude, your commercial was absurdly all over the place yesterday.
What commercial?
Yeah, okay.
The Toyota commercial?
Yes.
What do you mean, all over the place?
I didn't know you were doing commercials with Coach McIntyre.
Oh, yeah, that was shot a long time. That's your first time seeing it?
No, I saw it before. It was just on a lot yesterday.
Why?
I don't know. You got me. How would I know?
Yesterday or Saturday?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, Sunday.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's usually run on Saturday.
I don't know. I saw you a bunch on
TV.
That's
when college football happens.
My wife was
600 pounds. Plus us. That's a lot of weight to overcome. Right, Big Al?
Newton's first law. An object at rest stays at rest unless acted upon by an external force.
Come on, gentlemen.
No, I want the line at the end when Al talks about how much he loves science. That's my favorite line.
You love science, don't you?
Love science. Can't get enough of science.
Physics here. You gotta push.
Get in the game with the science of sports powered by Toyota. No one knows more about the science of cars than the experts at your hometown Toyota stores. Divide velocity by time and you get
acceleration.
Don't you just love science?
Just that last clip. Don't you just love science? I can see us using that many, many times in the future. Don't you just love science? What's your favorite thing about science, Al?
What I love about science is that we keep getting answers to problems that have eluded scientists for many years.
There you go.
Acceleration!
I knew your answer wasn't going to be black holes because that's the Raiders and we don't like them.
Don't you just love science?
Isn't that science? That's science, isn't it?
Hey, all right, with enough. Golly.
I'm saying what you don't like. Nobody likes the Raiders. They're so bad. Watching them against the Chargers yesterday was, first of all, I couldn't believe the Chargers didn't win by 30.
The Chargers have this.
Chargers aren't, I don't know, man. They struggled.
They do things that, you know, they look like the Super Bowl 50 Broncos.
They don't have Joey Bosa, though. He's not even playing.
But Ingram looks great. I mean, and they found another couple edge rushers. They can put pressure on the quarterback. But it'll be a much different defense.
Are you saying they look like the Broncos because their offense is just
right? They just do enough, and they're not gonna lose the game because of their offense. And with Phillip Rivers, I think that you know when you start to see a game get to 20-6 or whatever it was, there in the third or fourth quarter, you just say, hey, just, you know, I don't have to do anything spectacular. Make them do something. And he's been great at that. He's been fantastic at that. But the tackles, I want to talk about those guys. Two guys that I think that we're going to have our way with. This guy, Sam Tevy, is a right tackle who has sweet feet. Let me tell you about tackles who have sweet feet in the NFL. Their left tackle, by the way, is Russell Okung, who has sweet feet. This is what you know about tackles who have sweet feet in the NFL. You can run over them. That's the bottom line. Because they're looking to be so athletic, they want to get themselves in position. But because they have those feet that jitter, they never get anchored into the ground. And because of that, I'm looking for Bradley Chubb to have a huge weekend this weekend against a guy that we saw around here for one season. I mean, he did the worst kind. He was part of the – we thought it was a laughable contract when the Broncos signed him to the one-year deal with Russell Okung. But it didn't work out. He didn't match. He didn't mesh with this group that just won a Super Bowl. And then you have this guy, Tevy, on the other side, who does the exact same thing. He chop, chop, chop. His feet are always moving, which is sounds good theoretically, but really in the eyes of the defensive ends in this league, if that guy is moving so much, if you hit him with one move, inside or outside, you're going to get him. And I think that the Chargers have done a good job of protecting these guys because they've been in leads. They haven't had to go into a heavy pass configuration yet this year. I think it's going to end up being a great game, considering that we're going to be the home team on the road.
Agreed.
On the road and be the home team.
Agreed.
You know, so I think this is going to be great. I mean, the Bronco fans will show up. They will show up loud. That stadium will be orange, and it's going to sound like it's a home game.
We were there in Arizona, and that's the way it was. You're coming off a bye week, and I know coming off the – I guess VJ doesn't remember, but I remember coming off the bye week was bad. I think you're going to be re-energized. I think I agree with you. I think Bradley Chubb is going to have a great game, as is Vaughn.
It's got to be physical with him early, though. You cannot run around Russell Okung. Bradley Chubb has to just run through him as much as possible because at the end of the day, he's going to give up the edge and pressure.
They're going to try to run the ball, and they're going to dink and dunk. And I think the Broncos do well against that.
And remember, Phillip Rivers is not a scrambler. He's not going to get out and run.
Yep.
He's a competitive guy, though, ultra competitive. Love the way that he competes, but there is something to be desired about his avoid in the pocket.
Watch their last couple games. I got it. They put up a lot of points early in the season. Watch the last couple games.
They now, just do enough. It looks like they don't want to show nothing.
You can't do stupid stuff. You just.
And Melvin Gordon is by far their best player.
Sure. I'll go with you there.
He can catch the football. He can run with the football. They use him in the passing scheme. If we get into these situations where we're in man-to-man, tight man-to-man, he's a game-breaker. But I think that you can scheme around that as well. Because we have Sua Craven now, we can match him up in that linebacker, in that dime or that nickel, and he can have those one-on-one with Melvin Gordon.
This is
much better matchup than we had in years past.
This is a perfect game for the Broncos to play coming back from a bye. I love this game after the bye. Love it. Love it. Nobody's looking for the Broncos to do anything. They match up great against this team. I mean, I get it. The Chargers are 7-2, but who have they beat?
They had their easy games early.
Right.
We have ours late.
Right. I think the Chargers are by far the worst of the good teams with the good records. If I could see anybody sliding here in the second half of the season, it would be the Chargers right now.
Now, what I have to see is this team match up and play the Chargers. I mean, just go out there and have some fun.
Go for it.
I mean, go have some fun.
All right, I like the matchup. You like the matchup. The rest of the station, though, We are.
What do you mean?
Oh, my Lord.
What happened? I just flew in this afternoon. Explain it to me.
Oh, my Lord. The Khaki Pants Morning Show is. They've lost their minds.
Stink called this game last week.
I know. He knows the truth. He knows the truth. I'll tell you why the rest of the station's lost their minds next.
It's a Reaction Monday, brought to you by First Bank with Big Al and D-Mac.
Nuggets had a weird game last night.
Lopez, three!
Like, I don't know. It was just an odd game. I thought they were going to win. They kind of pulled ahead, and then...
Lopez, three! What is that, man? The seven-footer, the most three-pointers made by a seven-footer in the history of the NBA? Wow.
And then they just kind of... I don't know. It's weird. And then they inbound the ball to... they just kind of let it go. So, on a little bit of a tailspin here.
That's okay. The nice start gives them a little cushion to adjust things. But how about what's going on?
Jokic was shooting the ball, finally.
Yeah, but Jokic is a good player.
We've actually had requests on the text line asking Al to call for Michael Malone to be fired because the Nuggets were playing much better when Al was calling for heads.
Hey.
Okay.
I was just telling you the truth. I mean, guys don't usually keep their jobs after they go three or more seasons without going to the playoffs in the NBA. That's not how it works.
Avalanche.
Same things apply in NFL football as well.
Avalanche got a nice win, kind of broke out to a lead and just held on to it. So that was nice to see after they've been struggling a little bit, giving up too many goals. So, deal. Your Buffaloes are...
Oh, my goodness. Did you see the quarterback, though? Did you see the quarterback?
By the way, Laviscus Chenault was not named one of the semifinalists for the Biletnikoff Award.
He missed too many games.
Yep, too many. N'Keal Harry was. Don't sleep on my Sun Devils. They've got the Pac-12 South in their own hands. They got to play Oregon and then Arizona. CU is just, I mean, you know, when CU beat Arizona State, I was like, whoa, here we go. CU's going to win the Pac-12 South. They're going to play in the Pac-12 championship. They're going to be a top 10 team, right? I was like, here we go. Wow, what a death spiral since then. I mean, it's just been unbelievable.
This thing has gotten to an ugly space. I mean, this has gotten to an ugly space where...
I don't know if they'll get a six win.
We could be looking at elimination from the postseason.
I know.
If that were to happen, D-Mac, that would be one of the biggest meltdowns in the history of the University of Colorado's football team. After a, what was it, a 5-0 start?
5-0 start.
Come on, baby! Take us to the promised land this weekend. But Minshew, the guy that I've been talking about, you had a chance to see him, you know.
He's all right.
Okay.
He's all right. And they're all just kind of all right.
Okay.
A-Bear, he's all right. Drew Locke's all right. They're all kind of all right. That gets me to the point of the Khaki Pants Morning Show.
Okay, go ahead.
And other shows on this station, too. I mean, people are losing their minds around here about drafting a quarterback. You've lost it. You've lost your brains about, you know, throwing Case Keenum overboard, throwing Vance Joseph overboard. Everybody's getting thrown overboard. And now we're in total panic mode to draft a quarterback. And my man, Mike Evans, after all this time, he still cannot actually name a quarterback. All Mike cares about is that you don't draft a quarterback in the top five. That's all he cares about. I don't know why. I don't know why Mike is so sold on that very weak position, but he just thinks, you know, just get somebody at some point and then that'll be okay. Well, who, Mike? And now everybody is saying you've got to draft a quarterback next year. And I'm here to say this ain't the year for it.
It may be the year to draft a quarterback in, second round. Maybe third round.
I don't know why on that either.
Because
you've got Kevin Hogan. What
do we know about Kevin Hogan?
Nothing.
Okay.
Well, he's played in the NFL. I mean,
know about any of these guys? Why don't we go get Matt Barkley if that's the case?
Well, then you get into the other conversation, which people are freaking out about. Bringing in a free agent quarterback. You already did that. Yeah, you already did it. It's done. So There is no point in bringing in another free agent quarterback. Why would you do that? And people are just giving up on Case Keenum. Listen, I've been tough on Case Keenum too, but I am...
Pizzazz, D-Mac,
dude,
pizzazz.
Even
pizzazz.
I'm not saying, like, you gotta... What, are we gonna pick up Joe Flacco instead of Case Keenum? What's the point?
Are they the same guy? Be careful, him. Be careful.
Dude.
Be very careful.
When you're talking about quarterbacks in their 30s, that are their best days are behind them.
Be very careful, D-Mac.
Are Joe Flacco's best days behind him?
I would say he's in. He's still in those good years.
Okay, right.
He's 33 years old.
Forget it then. It's you already have your free agent quarterback.
Is Joe Flacco an upgrade over Case Keenum?
Not much. No.
Oh man.
You okay there?
Oh.
But it doesn't even matter if he is. Is Joe Flacco your quarterback for the next 5 years?
He could be at 33.
Oh, wow. All right.
Okay. I mean, what's the goal?
You're one of them, huh?
Hold on.
I didn't realize you were one of them.
One of what?
One of the khaki Panthers.
If his salary is $18 million, would you want that $18 million quarterback or our $18 million quarterback?
I'll take our $18 million quarterback. I'll play the year out, and we'll get our guy in 2020. And we have to build in other areas anyway. We are in desperate need of corner, linebacker, offensive line.
Every year you're going to have the same issues. Every year you're going to need something, D-Mac.
If you want to take a quarterback in the fourth or fifth round, have at it. But the reason why this draft is considered so good by so many, which of course I argue about because you missed the whole point of the draft this year, but if you just want to talk about guys who are contributing and are starters, you did it. Bradley Chubb, Cortland Sutton, Royce Freeman, and who's our other? Was Josie Jewell third or fourth round? Probably got two guys in the third round, didn't we? I got it here somewhere. Anyways. You did well in terms of that. What we got? Yeah, we got two third round. Oh, Isaac Yiadom. Don't know much about him. And then you got Deshaun Hamilton. I mean, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys who really are playing. And then you got lucky as hell that you picked up Philip Lindsay for $15,000. So lucky. If you want another draft like that, that sounds good. And if you want to pick up a quarterback in the fourth or fifth round, for what reason?
Maybe second.
Well, I just don't know what the point is because
you're
never going to know if that quarterback
depth.
You don't know if he can play unless he plays.
You're building quarterback depth.
All right, cool. So if Case Keenum
gets
hurt,
make the room a great room.
No problem.
Just like the room was a great room when the Patriots had Jimmy Garoppolo backing up Tom Brady. It's a great room.
Oh, he's doing great for the Patriots. He's in San Francisco.
You know, he was a quality backup that was not needed, and you still
are
got
you
a
one of them or not?
Pick.
Are you a khaki pantser?
My definition of a quarterback in this league is a guy who can make every throw and has a championship pedigree.
I'm going to challenge Mike Evans.
There you go, buddy.
I'm going to challenge.
If you don't like it, I guess I'm a khaki pantser.
I'm going to challenge Mike Evans and anybody else who takes this stance. Put a name on it. And you can put
Minshew.
Multiple.
I said, how many times have I been
what
saying
what round
it?
For Minshew?
I would say that you can look at him in the second or third.
All right. To me, that's a waste of a future starting offensive lineman or linebacker. But whatever. If you really want to do that for that guy,
I'm
rolling my eyes.
University of Colorado.
He wasn't that great. He was okay.
Did you see the mobility? Did you see
the arm strength? I've watched him a ton now. He's okay. He's got a mustache.
He's okay.
He's got a fun little mustache.
He's okay. Are you
he's
kidding
okay.
me?
He's okay. He's okay.
What does a great college quarterback look like to you?
Tua. Now he's hurt. I don't know what his injury is, but he left that Alabama game hurt. I like.
Does it worry you at all that Tua has not played in the fourth quarter of any of these games?
No. No.
Does it worry you that he's played with the greatest collection of talent in college football?
No, that does not. Definitely does not worry me.
Is there any way we can name the last Alabama quarterback that was successful in the NFL?
I don't care about that. He looks like Patrick Mahomes to me, and I like Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking for the next Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, he does not look like Patrick Mahomes. What are you doing?
Looks like it to me.
No, he does not.
Looks like it to me.
Dude, come on, man.
He's as close as you get.
Come on, man. You got to
And that's
kidding.
Why pot is bad.
You guys are right.
You can say Fromm. You can say Fromm looks like that.
Fromm, I like Fromm.
You can say Fromm looks like that kind of arm that just gets the ball there.
Fromm is your he's unusual.
Yeah,
he's the throwback pocket passer NFL. He's old school. You should all the old guys out there, the khaki Panthers should love Jake Fromm. I mean, you guys should be over the moon about Jake Fromm. And he will work in the NFL. He's old school. He's not the way the NFL's going. But you should like him. And I like him too. And if Jake Fromm was here, listen, Jake Fromm is here, that'd be kind of great. Because everybody associated with the Broncos is old and thinks old. So you might as well have a player that kind of fits your mold.
Hmm?
We don't have an inventive offense, Alfred. We don't have creative offense. We're not doing anything interesting, but we do have some talented players.
What do you mean we're not doing things that are interesting?
With Billy Mews?
What do you mean? Our offense has been on fire.
Okay. Listen, I think we're going to beat the Chargers, but we are not some sort of innovative, interesting.
500 yards or nearly 500 yards of offense, you say that's not exciting?
Against who?
I guess nearly everybody we play.
I like points.
You like points?
I like points.
I love points. Where do we rank in points in the NFL?
Your guy is Minshew. I got it. At least you're putting a name to it. My third round guy is Finley out of North Carolina State. At the earliest third round. But watch, he'll go way up. He'll move way up in the draft.
But this guy, my guy's already graduated from college. He's playing on an extra year.
Oh, so he's playing against all the young kids.
But he's the quarterback.
So he's an old guy. So
just like Baker Mayfield.
Just Baker, like Baker Mayfield was like that. You're right.
Yeah, just like Baker.
Broncos averaging 22.8. Broncos averaging 22.8, 19th in the league.
Yeah, we need more points.
All right, we got Mark today? Yes. Mark should, Mark was up close and personal with the Raiders, so here's what his thoughts are.
It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW.
All right, so the Broncos, should they take the Raiders approach, strip it down to the studs, and start over? Admit that you're rebuilding, because it's clearly what the Raiders are doing. They've gotten rid of two of their best players, Khalil Mack. See you around sometime. Amari Cooper gone for a first rounder. And I'm telling you, it's a great strategy there simply because, Mike, they have no money. The Broncos don't have that issue. So I think just from that, you can't go that direction. You can build this team. You can continue to build this team. You've got to get the right players in place. And ultimately, you've got to start up front from the inside out. But you don't have those same issues. The Raiders are waiting to get to this brand new paradise facility so that they can generate revenue so that they can fix the issues they have. And they've got a boatload of draft capital to get that done. Doesn't mean they're going to pick the right guys, but I just don't believe that you could ever go down that road. So I don't buy in to the Broncos stripping it down to the studs and starting over. They've got too many good players. They've got too much of a good situation when they get here in the Mile High City and get their cleats on the grass.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans tomorrow morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.